This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you very much, Lucius, and thanks to everybody out there making us part of your day. It's time now for Chief to recap what just transpired over these last 48 hours. Here he is, Eric.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, I mean, yesterday, how about that? The rare March football Sunday.
Craziness.
I mean, that, it was like, oh my gosh, we're doing me and Wolchek doing the BetMGM show, and it was just NFL news every couple of minutes. There's a new rumor or a new re-signing or a trade when it comes to the DK Metcalf stuff. Like, the NFL took over on a March Sunday, and it felt good. It felt right. The other thing that I saw, I think maybe the best thing I saw this weekend, did you guys see the clip of our guy with the Cowboys, DeMarvion Overshown?
No, what?
Line
dancing? Moving around nicely.
Moving around nicely. Carter's going to throw this thing up on the fan cam. Mm-hmm. Check it out, because DeMarvion Overshown, who had a pretty catastrophic knee injury during the season, is now being seen at a wedding on the dance floor cutting a rug. I mean, and I don't see any type. Maybe he's got a sleeve on or something under his pants, but it looks like he's not being helped in any way. He's dancing around pretty nicely right there.
He's moving nice.
I would say that's encouraging. In terms of his return date, like, this is a dude that we've seen already have to come off a knee injury and just hit the ground running. So you know how dedicated he is to getting himself right. He is an unbelievable player. And, man, if he can make a bit of an earlier return in the season than we anticipated.
Big time.
That would be awesome. This is encouraging as heck, dude. Great moves, by the way.
So you felt like that. Didn't we see Deshaun Watson do some dancing for TikTok and then he got hurt again?
We saw Dak doing it last offseason. He was moving around pretty nice.
And then he was in the boot. Yeah, and then he was in the boot. That's a good call. Maybe is this a potential setback situation? Are we going to get some overshadowed news?
I hope not. I hope that line dancing isn't setting us back, you know, on our player. But yeah, he was moving around pretty good, though. That's good to see.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed seeing that. Now we have a couple of sports clips from the weekend. Do you want the Mavs being the butt of an SNL joke first, or do you want an announcer maybe putting their foot in their own mouth?
I want to go local.
Let's go local. SNL, this is another weekend update, and it is they have fake Kendrick Perkins at the desk, and they ask him the obvious question about our Luka.
Let's talk some NBA. So the craziest news of the season is the Dallas Mavericks took one of the league's best players, Luka Doncic, and traded him to the Lakers. Why did they do that?
Oh, now, there's a lot of questions about this here trade, but folks on the inside know Luka Dookie is hurt, okay? Now, I'm hearing rumors that he got a small tear in his interior crustaceous uterus. I ain't no doctor, but by my estimations, I believe he gonna be dead by April.
Why would you say that?
Look, hey, I just be saying things, Michael. You know, Stephen A. Smith, he just got $100 million to go on ESPN every day and talk nothing but nonsense. And I want a piece of that, too.
So, a little bit morbid there, but that was pretty funny. fake Kendrick Perkins bringing it strong on the Luka analysis.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe Nico caught a solid shot in there, you know, with the speculation that'll be out by May or whatever that was. That was a pretty good job.
Nico was just nodding along when he saw, like, dang right, watch what's about to happen.
Yeah.
He's like, see, he's doing
preach.
He's doing the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's snapping at the TV. Like, see,
somebody there it is, boom.
Then you also had this moment here between USC and UCLA women's basketball.
Which was a really good game.
Yeah.
That center for UCLA, oh my gosh.
Super. Yeah.
She's a problem.
Not Walton.
Alcindor?
Not Alcindor either. But Juju Watkins is one of the biggest stars in all of women's basketball, certainly at the collegiate level, and she plays for USC. And the announcer was just doing the, you know, the being a bit hyperbolic.
Yeah, hyperbolic.
Yeah.
No, you nailed it.
Hyperbolic with the analysis and the analogy.
Go ahead.
And I think she kind of put her foot in her mouth.
Juju Watkins has caught the women's basketball world by storm. Certainly lit the world of Los Angeles on fire.
Oh, man.
So that's what happened.
You got to be.
And we playing UCL. Come on, man.
I mean, it did coincide with the start of the conference season.
I was like all in the state there.
That's weed.
The producers are like, gosh, dang it. Did she do that? She didn't mean to do that.
I think that was Beth Mowins.
I thought it was Doris Burke for a second.
No, I think it's Beth Mowins. I think Mowins is the thing.
She definitely has the Doris Burke accent.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
She is leading all the way into that.
Yeah.
But that was definitely just a good old fashioned blooper there. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that was in any way intentional.
Eesh.
But that was funny though.
It was.
Now Saturday night was filled with laughter for me and Waldchuk because we got the opportunity to go to Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth. Shout out to John Brown, who's a big time Tolo.
Dude right there.
He's a phenomenal comedian. And so he hollered at Waldchuk earlier in the week. He's like, hey, I'm gonna be he was filming his special.
Yeah.
So he's putting his own special together. And so he was like, hey, why don't y'all come out and check it out? So we double dated with the
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wives, and he
pull
was...
pull you guys out of the crowd? You do one of those things?
He didn't do any crowd work on us. He did tell one guy to shut the bleep up. Yeah, he did.
I don't know what you said. Just shut the bleep up.
It was pretty good. But he was, I mean, 25 minutes of true belly laughter.
He crushed it.
He was great. I think he might have been even better than the headliner. But he was awesome. Shout out to John Brown. And I would like for... we'll go with Broadus. Broadus, why don't you read this for me, please? Read my shirt.
You ain't my real stepdad.
That's right. That's the shirt that we got. That's part of the John Brown. I can't wait to pull that and replay it forever.
Real stepdad.
That's part of one of his jokes there. We got the t-shirt. We had a great time.
Nobody loves
the means your mom is cheating? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's got a whole bit about this.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good one.
I get it a little bit there. Yeah. So you're the stepdad. So that means basically she was basically cheating with you. You broke up a marriage and now she's cheating on you with somebody else.
That's certainly one perspective on it. Oh. I believe the joke is something along the lines of he never really knew his real dad, but he grew up with a stepdad that he would call dad basically because it was his dad that he really knew. And then his mom divorced him and got a new stepdad. And that guy tried to tell him what to do. And he was like, hey. You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my real stepdaddy. It's a pretty awesome joke and a
popular
great shirt.
Yeah.
100%
nobody loves
shirt.
The free t-shirt more than you.
Oh.
There's nobody.
But how long was I willing to wait there, Walt Chuck?
We waited. Like a good, I mean, we were also talking to our buddy Head Richards, about 10 minutes.
Yeah. I was willing to wait even double that probably if I had to.
If you had to take an Uber home by yourself, you would have got that t-shirt.
Yeah, there was no way I was leaving there without
you really
the
wanted
t-shirt.
The pink shirt, but they only had the black ones left.
Yeah, they did only have the black ones available. Mm-hmm. But it was a good time. I would say the comedy club date is one of the best dates.
Hell, it was an awesome time. And I had never been to the Fort Worth Hyenas. I'd only been to Dallas and Plano. Fort Worth is the best of the three.
Wow.
I don't know the last time I was at a comedy club. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is, dude. If you're thinking about a date night deal, that's the move. And then we hit a late night sushi.
Until you get pulled out of the crowd.
Well, you just shut your mouth, and usually you're fine unless you're sitting so close and you look like somebody that's
worth picking on. It's just terrifying, though, when they pull you out of the crowd, though.
Has it happened to you?
It's been close. Like I felt like
really
I felt like the spotlight thing was about to come down on me at that point. Like, okay, let's see which. And you know, they shine a spotlight on that person. And I was kind of thinking, man, they're going to get the big bald guy here. Is what they were going to do.
One close call has traumatized you from ever going again.
It's kind of like flying, Dawson. I just don't ever want to do it again.
Say no more. I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh, by the way, saw an update over the weekend on the turbulence. It's getting worse as time goes on.
Yeah.
Because the difference in temperature from that jet stream to the rest of the air is it's getting to be a bigger difference.
Yeah.
So over these next couple of decades, be ready for even more.
Yeah,
really? Is the takeaway.
Well, that's a perfect transition to our Flightmare weekend headline. That simply reads an Air India flight from Chicago to Delhi had to turn around to make an emergency landing after just 5 hours because passengers clogged 11 out of the plane's 12 toilets with monster dumps.
11 out of the 12 clogged.
They were 5 hours into a flight. I mean, did everyone got hit with the bubble guts on this flight? What were they serving up on this flight?
Prunes.
I guess everybody said yes to
my
the prunes.
God.
So they had to turn around. You're 5 hours in the air, but they're like, I guess there's some sort of
there's a rule.
Law,
you can't fly like without bathroom service.
Can't we just emergency land?
All 11 the toilets of the 12, are clogged, dude.
That's weird. Yeah. Was that a bad toilet paper? Probably wasn't.
Something
might have been a bad airline.
Something going on.
Something that we need to know.
Lucius said it was the prunes.
Yeah, that would be, I think that would take the cake. Worst flying experience ever.
Oh.
All righty.
No, I think it's worse when it's overflowing and then there's the.
Oh, that's right.
Remember the river
downstream,
flooding.
Down the aisles.
That's right.
Did you see the lady walking naked down the aisle the other day?
I did see that. That was ridiculous.
That was on a plane?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one stopped her either.
No one stopped
her. How long did she walk naked?
It was a few minutes,
like,
I think.
They said about 20 minutes.
That's 20
minutes? She's walking up and down the flight naked.
Nobody stopped her for 20 whole minutes.
She started in the back of the plane, went to the front, came back, kind of walked around a little bit.
What would you do? Would you be the one to say something in that scenario?
I tried to get like a jacket to put around you, but they didn't stop her for 20 minutes. They mean they probably like what they seen.
People were just probably really
let
worried.
Let her go. Yeah.
As long as she didn't go and try and open the door or anything like that.
Yeah.
I know we're late, but don't you think that a lot of these are just the edible cannabis? People are freaking out. I mean, they'll freak out on the ground, you know?
Yeah, that's what happened to Dion Waiters. You get bit by the noid. You eat too many of those. You get up in the air, and all of a sudden, things are happening that could have never imagined.
I think we need to raise more awareness about that at the airport, you know? If you're taking edibles, only take half a serving and give it 90 minutes.
Should it be a gate announcement, you think?
Don't take another one. Yes. Listen, yes. Did you think it's not working? It's going to work. You just wait.
Trust the process. If you've taken a double serving and you think you're having a heart attack, you probably aren't. Just relax.
You folks with bags that are too big.
Oh, you got to give that hook.
You have to check those bags, but also check yourself. You're on too many mushrooms right now.
Yeah.
Kind of do something to dial that
it
back.
It can happen, okay? Just don't psych yourself out. NFL news today coming up next. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
Free agent frenzy. How is the rest of the NFL improving their teams? And would you be up for this reunion for the Cowboys? That's next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.